Another story, part 3, Crossing Over.
Look, you know I hate to admit this, but we all lost. And it was only the second gym,
Jared argued.
So? We train harder then. We can't just give up.
For how long? Do we waste our time and push through and maybe make it through another gym or two? Like your sister?
Don't you bring my sister into this.
Why not? She was an amazing trainer. At least, I always thought she was. And she couldn't cut it. We just need to face it. Maybe we're just too far removed in Power Town. None of us can reach the caliber of some of these trainers.
We did beat most of them on the bridge, though,
Cerulean pointed out.
See?
Jaden said, motioning to Jared's friend.
That right there shows we have potential.
Yeah, and again, to what end?
Jared said.
How hard do we have to work just to beat this gym? You know they handicapped themselves with weaker Pokemon in the early gyms. We are so far behind already. How long is it going to take just to overcome the next gym?
Jaden looked at Cerulean to see if he had anything more to say, but the boy shrugged. It looked like Jaden's arguments made sense to him, too, and Jaden didn't like it.
Look, I just can't do it. I can't give up. I'm being a Pokemon trainer already.
But you would be giving that up. You just might not be competing in the league.
And what if we want to try and become a champion of the league?
Then I'd say you are delusional. Because I think it's pretty clear that it's something out of reach for all of us. But here, we have guaranteed work. And it's work that involves Pokemon training.
He's making some good points, Jaden.
Cerulean chimed in.
We have a future with this. Who knows what will happen out there, or what we might end up doing if we keep trying to battle the gyms.
Jaden looked back and forth between Cerulean and Jared. He couldn't believe how easily they were about to give up on the dreams they all shared for years. In less than a month of starting on their journey, they were done. But then again, hadn't he already thought about giving up himself?
It was a moment of weakness,
he thought.
But after defeating all these trainers on the bridge, and I beat Jared twice already too, he can quit if he wants to, but not me.
Jaden shook his head.
No way. You two can do whatever you want, but I'm not giving up.
Turning away from the other two boys, Jaden started up the path, but then he felt something rush by his head and heard Jaden shout,
Go, Lizzie!
A Pokeball landed in front of Jaden, and out popped Jared's Charmeleon. It unleashed a spurt of flames toward the sky and brandished its claws in an act of intimidation. Jaden sighed and looked back over his shoulder at Jared.
Seriously? I've beaten you twice already.
Yeah, well, I just beat all those trainers on the bridge. So we'll see.
What? So did I.
Then you should have nothing to worry about. Send in your Pokemon.
Jaden sighed.
Why are you doing this?
Because when I beat you, then you'll see I'm right. That defeat in the gyms is just a dream. And that we should sign up with this group.
You can feel that way. Why do you need me to agree?
Jared just stared at Jaden with wild eyes. Something had snapped the Charmeleon's trainer. And Jaden thought he was beginning to understand. Jared needed Jaden to admit defeat, too. If he didn't, then it would bring a lot of shame upon Jared. After all, how would it look if Professor Oak's own son couldn't see the trainer journey through?
Fine, Jared, but I really wish you would stop this.
Jaden pulled out a Pokeball and unleashed a Pidgey into the air.
Take to the sky, Wings!
Jared was so consumed with the need to be right and defeat Jaden that his tactics were erratic. It almost worked out for him a couple of times because Jaden couldn't predict what Jared would do next. But Jaden maintained a more level head and did not rush his fight, and that is what brought him his third victory against his old best friend Jared. Frustrated, Jared returned his Pokemon and stormed off with a growl.
Come on, Cerulean. Let's get out of here. Let Jaden chase his stupid dream.
Cerulean watched Jared leave, a little stunned. Then he looked over to Jaden.
I hope you make it, Jaden. I really do. But I think Jared's right about this.
Jaden lifted his arms in a half-hearted shrug. Cerulean nodded.
Yeah, okay. See you around, maybe.
With a wave goodbye, Cerulean walked off in the same direction as Jared. It looked like they were both headed back to Nugget Bridge, where some kind of recruiter had confronted them earlier. He wore a similar outfit to all those trainers on the bridge, and he was apparently scouting out new talent by having trainers battle their way across. He was impressed by the three trainers from Palatown, apparently, and wanted to bring them onto his team. But, to Jaden, there was something awfully peculiar about that guy. Jaden was surprised to hear his own thoughts spoken out loud, and he turned around to see the girl that led him to Nugget Bridge.
He has the whole bridge stacked with trainers, and then tries to recruit the young trainers that make it through? Then he doesn't really get into specifics, but supposedly you have to drop out of gym battles?
Jaden had never invited the girl to tag along or lead him anywhere, but after the confrontation with his old friend, he really appreciated the girl's presence.
Right? I don't like it either.
The girl looked Jaden over. Then she nodded.
Good. So you've decided not to let your Pokemon down. I'm really glad to hear that you're going to keep pushing forward.
Thanks.
Now, if you're going to beat out Yakuta, then you're going to need some more grass-type Pokemon, and you'll need to train them and your Bulbasaur up a lot.
Yeah, I know.
Of course you do. Now, I do think there are plenty of Bellsprout and Oddish around here. Let's see if we can hunt some up.
The idea suited Jaden just fine, and so the two of them started plowing through the tall grass across the river from Cerulean City. They both managed to catch a Bellsprout, and they also ran into a few Abra, too. Of course, those Pokemon kept vanishing before either of them could snag one. As it grew late and the moon came up, Oddish began to appear, and Jaden's new friend caught one. The boy was not as fortunate. With the late hour, they both headed back to the Pokemon Center in the city. There, the girl offered to trade Pokemon with him. She would take his Pidgey and give him the Oddish in return. He was a little uncertain. After all, he had been training Wings for a bit already. On the other hand, he really could use some more grass types to get through gym leader Yakuta. In the end, he agreed, and they made an official trade. That was how Jaden finally learned the girl's name was Sunny.
I actually have to head down to Vermilion City in the morning, but I wanted to tell you, there's a small cottage at the end of Route 25. William lives there, and he might be able to help out a little in your training. Plus, traveling the route itself will give you plenty of time to train up your new Pokemon.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, no problem.
The two just stood there awkwardly looking around the center, having no idea what to say or do next.
Well?
Jaden started.
I should get some sleep.
Sunny rushed out.
Yeah. Yeah, me too.
Good night then.
You too. Good night.
Sunny ran off to her room, leaving Jaden there to think about the strange day. A defeat at the gym, a series of victories on Nugget Bridge, the recruiter, and his argument with Jared all felt like it happened a week ago. He was exhausted from all the running around trying to catch Pokemon with Sunny. He smiled a little at the thought. It had been a good day in the end. The next day, Jaden got up, collected his Pokemon, and headed to the mart to pick up some more supplies. He needed some more Pokeballs after wasting a bunch on wild Abra, and a few potions would not go amiss. He dawdled a bit at the store, as he wasn't looking forward to crossing Nugget Bridge again. If the recruiter, or worse, Jared was there, it was going to make for an awkward crossing. He couldn't procrastinate forever, though, and finally he made his way to the bridge. There were a few trainers there. Fortunately, most of them were not part of that group. The ones that were members were busy battling the other trainers. Best of all, Jaden didn't see any sign of Jared or Cerulean. Following the route after the bridge, he ran into a couple of trainers and performed well against them. That's when he did run into a familiar face. Cerulean was finishing up his own battle against a trainer as Jaden came by. As soon as Cerulean spotted him, he rushed over.
Oh, great.
Jaden muttered.
Jaden, hey!
Hi, Cerulean. You and Jared having fun with your new friends?
Cerulean shifted uneasily.
Well, I gave it some more thought, and I decided I would give the gym another shot.
Jaden's eyes widened in surprise.
Oh.
Yeah, I really want to do well, and thought that maybe Jared and I were being hasty.
So did Jared not join either?
Oh, no, he did. He wasn't happy about my decision either.
Jaden nodded, being able to picture Jared's reaction.
Sure. Oh, that's cool, Cerulean.
Yeah, thanks. Anyway, I was kind of hoping we could travel together. I'm not really used to doing things on my own.
Jaden hesitated, but then he started to wonder why he was hesitating and realized he was always rejecting offers to hang out with Cerulean because it meant being around Jared. But Jared had removed himself now.
Look, never mind. I just...
Yeah, no. I think it would be great to have a companion.
Cerulean, who had looked rather down a moment before, grinned.
Awesome. All right, so you just headed down this way to take on trainers, or...
I got a tip from a friend that there was a guy that lived out near the sea. She said he can help.
Oh, okay. Cool.
We'll see if she was right.
To be continued. Thank you.